Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and another opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. If you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Romans, chapter 12. And let's read our foundational scripture we have been using for our teaching. So if you have found Romans 12, go to verse 1 and 2. Follow as I read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our teaching is renewing your minds for good success. Renewing your minds for good success. Now, I want you to notice that the word good is in the title of our message, because there is such a thing as bad success. Almighty God did not send his only begotten son to die for our sins so we could live below the level of life he intended for us to have, but to reconcile our fellowship with him and live a successful Christian life. Amen. He never would have told us that he came that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. You can have the abundant life and be abundantly unsuccessful, but that is not God's intentions for his children. When we use knowledge under its proper conditions, we win the battles. The wisdom that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit brings everything to our remembrance and minds of successful living. We must understand that the unavoidable battle is at hand. Look carefully at how the devil approaches the woman. There was no fanfare, no parade, no trumpets or sounding of the cymbals clashing. Please go to your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions were planted in her mind, carried by the vehicle of words. He didn't approach her proclaiming he was the devil. There was not a threat, nothing to cause the woman to fear. She seemed completely calm, cool, and collected. The devil's approach is very worldly polished. When he comes against us, he's very cunning in his approach and use of thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Think of some of the situations you found yourself caught up in, and if you can remember, you thought something said to you or something told you. Notice that when that thought came, it sounded just like you. It wasn't a strange voice, because you would have been quick to question it or at least give it a second thought. You would have thought, "Hey, that's not me." But those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions come and they sound just like you. And that's what's so tricky about Satan. You think, "I must take responsibility for those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions." But it was really Satan that planted them in the first place. He is clever. He's a ventriloquist. He can couch his suggestions in your language, your voice, and tone, and you think it's you. They will sound as if they are leading us into a better life with more possibilities. But in fact, they will be leading us into despair and defeat. They will be logical and reasonable thoughts, which if received, will lead a person away from the loving and protective arms of our Heavenly Father. It is obviously that this conflict took place within the woman's mind, and what the devil shot at her were merely thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that attacked her mind. Had she maintained her thought life, she would not have fallen victim to the enemy. Too many Christians in the church today are falling victim to the enemy. One of the principles I gave earlier was that knowledge used in this proper condition wins battles. Knowledge used in this proper condition wins battles. I did not say knowledge wins battle. Knowledge doesn't win battles. Almost every Christian in this nation has a Bible and knowledge of God. And yet, many of their lives are confused, out of sync with the Word of God. It's all about the mind, the warfare of the mind, the thought life. What are you thinking about? Who controls your thoughts? Who influences your thought life? Your thought life is what ultimately is going to influence your mouth and your walk with Christ. And that will bring you into the goodness of God or something else you are not going to like very much. There is an exchange of thoughts that must take place in the believer's mind where we have to exchange our carnal thoughts for those of the kingdom of God. This is the only way that we can prove God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. As much as we like him, God cannot help us beyond our thoughts. Whatever we want or desire for God to help us in life, he starts by changing our thoughts. We must learn from the mistakes of those who have gone before us. The scripture says, follow me as I follow Christ. So we must follow the example that has been set before us. We must understand the importance of maintaining our thought life. We must observe our enemy's attack on the woman. It becomes clear that the wiles of the devil, the evil day, and the fiery darts are nothing more than thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. That's all Satan has. There was a well-known comedian by the name of Flip Wilson who had his own comedy show back in the early 70s. And one of his skits he performed was where he would say, well, the devil made me do it. No, the devil did not make him do it, just as he didn't make the woman do it. All he did was provide them with a thought, an idea, and suggestion, and they lost the warfare of the mind. They guessed, and guess what? The devil didn't make you do it either. You have to control your thought by keeping it in line with the word of God. Do not do what the woman did, in that she looked at the tree and saw that it was good for food, a tree to make one wise. When you stop and think about it, what a dumb choice she made. It is almost incomprehensible. Remember, choices you make are long-lasting and life-changing. The choice the woman made 3,000 years ago, her and her husband Adam, has been long-lasting and life-changing for everyone. Adam and the woman were already the wisest, smartest, most knowledgeable creatures on planet Earth. That's the biggest deception about a thought, an idea, or a suggestion. It makes you believe you would get something better than what you already have. So you begin to be dissatisfied with what you have. You already have the best, but those thoughts, those ideas, and those suggestions begin to attack your mind in making you think there's something wrong with your wife or husband you already have. Today, many Christians are living with guilt because they acted on some thought, some idea, or some suggestion instigated by the devil. They didn't use their armor. For some reason, they removed it. Amen. Sometimes we think that Jesus doesn't know what we have to deal with, but he does. Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 4. And let's read and see, did Jesus have the same trials, tests, and tribulations as we had? That's Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse number 1. And it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterwards, when he had ended, he was hungry. Verse 3. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God. Now, he used the word if to arouse doubt or to attempt to arouse doubt. He says, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him and says, it is written. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I wish. Remember when the woman and the man was deceived and disobedient, where they handed over the authority, the dominion that God had given them over to Satan. They didn't have to, he didn't have to do anything for it. It was delivered to him. Verse 7. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written. Now here's Satan quoting the Bible to Jesus. He says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. So we see here that Jesus was tempted with every temptation, trial, and test, as we have. But Jesus, being our example, shows us how we can rise above every temptation, amen, and be victorious in every battle. He knows, because he had to deal with the same enemy we had to deal with, and he had to use the same tactics he's telling us to use. Always stay prepared by having your armor on. Never remove your armor. Renewing the mind is a little like refinishing furniture. It is a two-stage process. It involves taking off the old and replacing it with the new. The old is the lies you have learned to tell or were taught by those around you. It is the attitudes and ideas that have become a part of your thinking but do not reflect reality. The new is the truth. The renew of your mind is to involve yourself in the process of allowing God to bring to the surface the lies you have mistakenly accepted and replace them with truth. Amen. Remember, Jesus told us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So to the degree that you do this, your behavior will be transformed correspondingly. Now, go to the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Revelation, chapter 20. And let's look at one of the most awesome revelations in the Word of God. That's Revelation 20, and we're going to read verse 2 and 3. And it says, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Now, it says in verse number 3, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished, which implies that Satan is coming back. And his game plan is going to be the same as it was before he was bound for 1,000 years in prison to deceive. And his method of operation will be an attack on our minds through thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And you know why? Well, let's find out why. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And we're going to read verse 9 to 11. Why is Satan attack is going to be on our minds? Verse 9 and 11. It says, that which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. And there is nothing new under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new. It has already been in ancient times before us. So we see there's nothing new under the sun, and Satan has nothing new. So he's going to come back, and he'll be attacking the mind with thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Amen. The warfare of the mind, that's where you lose or win it. That's the arena in which the battle of the mind is fought. And Satan is unrelenting. That's why you have to stay on your game. You have to strap up and be sharp. You have to have the eye of the tiger every minute, or you're going under, because it's a constant assault. Satan wants his way, and his way is to take you out of the picture and render you powerless. Now, go to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And please go to verse 19 to 21. And it says, now the work of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies, verse 21, envy, murders, drunkenness, robberies, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand. Now, I'd like you to underline "and the likes," of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past time, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So God is giving us a warning right now. These things that you practice, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Do not be deceived. Amen. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. How do you commit adultery without thinking about it? You see a woman or man who looks good to you, but you have to get away from your husband or wife to meet her or him, and you have to arrange a place to meet. The point is, you can't do evil without thinking about it. And if your mind is out of control, that's how you get into a mess. Amen. Adultery involves a married man. Fornication involves a person who is not married, but it's the same basic situation. It involves immoral relationships. The scripture mentions envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like. The words "and the like" let you know this is just a brief inventory or list of the kinds of destruction that are works of the flesh. Amen? And all works of the flesh are activated by thought, an idea, or suggestion. They come to us. No one is left out. We can't keep them from coming, but we can protect our minds with the armor of God. We have to organize our thought life to such an extent that we don't allow those things to take root and produce negative results. The words "and the like" also imply that there are many other things that are just like them. All of them come into play through an out-of-control mind orchestrated by thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. And if you allow your mind to run wild, you're going to end up being a victim rather than victorious. As important as controlling the flesh is, controlling the mind is more important, because what the flesh does is the result of what the thoughts of your mind are. We cannot get away from thoughts. It's warfare between the good and the evil. It's a warfare between should I or shouldn't I. And you know what? I should quit because I'm just about out of time. But please join us next week when we continue our teaching on renewing your mind for good success. Until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.